The battle for America's soul. The battle for America's soul is being waged on multiple fronts, culturally, politically, and spiritually. But at the heart of it all lies a fundamental question: do our rights come from God or from the government? Author and journalist Cheryl Chumley asserts that America's survival depends on its people recognizing that our liberties are divinely bestowed, not government granted. Without this understanding, our nation risks falling deeper into the grip of Marxism, collectivism, and tyranny. Cheryl Chumley's call to action in a recent episode of United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford, Chumley passionately outlined the stakes. She emphasized that the erosion of America's Judeo-Christian foundations has paved the way for government overreach, cultural decay, and the rise of socialist ideologies. Her latest book, God-Given or Bust: Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truths, provides a compelling argument for restoring biblical principles as the cornerstone of American life. Watch the full interview with Cheryl Chumley here: How Secularism Undermines Freedom. Chumley's insights shed light on how history has been rewritten to remove the role of faith in America's founding. Many younger Americans have no idea that the Founding Fathers built this nation upon the belief that our rights come from God, not a bureaucratic institution. As she explains, secularism has created a moral vacuum that the government, eager for control, has readily filled. The dangers of government dependence. This growing dependence on government is not accidental. From Marxist ideology to collectivist policies, the erosion of faith has led people to believe that their well-being is in the hands of politicians rather than the Creator. Chumley warns that once the government controls your rights, it can take them away at will, a reality evident in every socialist and communist regime in history. A former atheist's perspective. A former atheist herself, Chumley brings a unique perspective to this issue. She recounts her journey from disbelief to faith, illustrating how recognizing God's authority fundamentally reshaped her understanding of liberty and governance. Her experience serves as a testament to the fact that true freedom cannot be sustained without acknowledging the divine source of our rights. Churches must stand firm. The discussion also tackled the alarming trend of churches bowing to government mandates, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. Chumley and Binford highlighted the troubling reality that many religious institutions, instead of standing as beacons of faith and defiance against tyranny, willingly complied with unconstitutional restrictions. This, they argue, is a sign of how far America has drifted from its biblical roots. A spiritual awakening is needed. Ultimately, the path to reclaiming America rests not solely on politics or policies but on a spiritual awakening. Chumley emphasizes that Christians must take bold stands in their communities, workplaces, and churches to reaffirm their allegiance to God first, not the state. Only through a renewed commitment to biblical truth can America hope to defeat the creeping influence of Marxism and restore the freedoms upon which it was founded. Take action today. For those who care about America's future, God-Given or Bust is more than a book, it's a call to action. The battle is not merely about elections or policies, it is a fight for the nation's soul. And in that fight, biblical truth is the most powerful weapon of all. Find God-Given or Bust on Amazon, Post Hill Press, or wherever books are sold. To stay updated with Cheryl Chumley's insights, follow her on X, @SeekChumley, and subscribe to her Bold and Blunt podcast via The Washington Times. Listen, subscribe to the podcast audio version, featuring more than 175 high-profile guests. https://radioinfluence.com/category/you ? Social media, X, formerly Twitter, https://x.com/Gary_Binford. Facebook, Gary Binford Truth Social, https://truthsocial.com/@GaryBinford. God-Given or Bust: Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truths. Hardcover, January 14, 2025. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. By Cheryl K. Chumley, author. Jack Hibbs, foreword. 5.0 out of 5 stars, 1 rating. See all formats and editions. In America, either rights come from God, or they don't. This is the ultimate war, and God-Given or Bust tells how patriots can win. American exceptionalism is rooted in the idea that individual rights come from God and government is only in place to preserve and protect those rights. But America's losing sight of that concept. America's turning into a country where the government grants rights and privileges to only those the government deems worthy, and takes them from those it deems unworthy. This is not how the Founding Fathers envisioned the nation. This is not how the concept of inalienable rights coming from a creator works. Rather, this is how Marxism, communism, and collectivism spread. If we want a nation that's free for generations to come, then we must reclaim the notion of God-given. and ditch the idea of government granted. The only way to do that is for Americans of faith to rise up and inject biblical values and godly principles into government, culture, and society, and put God once again at the center. It's time to demand the God-given, or the great American experiment will come to an end.